Star Trek 57, M23, take two.
It's the It's Got Star Trek podcast.
Okay, let's start.
Let's start the podcast.
Let's start this bonus podcast.
It's not really a bonus.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
No, well,
it's in lieu of just a regular episode.
It's just sort of extra.
You know, bonus is in addition to, not in instead of.
This is a good thing that we maybe should resolve right now, right
it's
at the
in
top
lieu.
Of this. Because I've been sort of thinking of these as bonus podcasts, but I was using the term bonus generically to refer to non-mainline episodes, you know?
Right. Different but formats. Sort of.
But I hadn't considered what you've at least hinted at, if not stated explicitly.
I think it was, I stated it explicitly.
Well, what did you state? The bonus is
in addition to. Whereas these are...
This is a substitute.
Extra.
These are instead of...
This is filler content.
Yeah, this is filler. Like,
it's just a different format. Change them up.
And for maybe the first time ever, I have nothing specifically prepared.
Yeah.
You know, like, now when we did the pickles...
I'm not even sure what we're going to do.
When we did the pickles episode, like, I prepared insofar as I got pickles.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not like I practiced anything beforehand.
No, but I mean, you're selling yourself short. Because
you didn't practice eating the pickles?
You didn't just get pickles. You got a variety of very specific and interesting pickles, as did I.
And sorbet.
That's right, because you had read somewhere that sorbet.
I was at a
restaurant.
Whatever
you read was right. Okay, wherever you learned that fact. I just recall that you had come across that fact somewhere that specifically when you're tasting a flight of pickles, you should eat a bit of sorbet in between.
Lemons.
Well, I mean, I don't know if your advice was that it was for pickles specifically.
Mine wasn't for pickles specifically.
But in my memory, you were like, no, only when you're eating pickles.
That sorbet got all yucky.
No, it's
got a little pickly.
No, you do it to cleanse the palate between courses.
Okay. Well, anyway, was that a bonus episode? No, I guess not.
It's Not Star Trek.
I mean, it wasn't It's Not Star Trek.
That was the original It's Not Star Trek.
Yeah, the first It's Not Star Trek, which is a few years back now, was It's Got Pickles. Just go to our website at www.itsgotstartrek.com, do a search for pickles, listen to it, fantastic episode. Whether you like pickles or not, you're going
to
dig it.
So we are planning to play some sound, so I guess in a way you could say that I've been preparing for this episode for years.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
Okay, well, we'll explain to the audience what's going on in a second. So, bonus episode, maybe not, but it's not an It's Not Star Trek, because we're going to be doing Star Trek sounds. So, I don't know. We'll think on it. Maybe by the end of the recording...
We'll figure out what to call it.
So what the plan is today, we'll see whether it goes according to plan or not.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to fucking talk about.
Well, I guess first of all, I'll say hello, welcome to It's Got Star
hello.
Trek. Whatever hello. This is, I don't know, it's a bonus, whatever it is.
My name is Dave.
My name is Jesse.
The issue is that we have host travel this
week.
And so we can't record at our normal time this week to cover episode 8 of Lower Decks. So instead,
hi, Judy. You look great in powder blue.
that was from Quantum Leap.
Okay. All right.
Dean Stockwell.
It's a taste of what's going to happen here. So instead, we're bringing
He's
you this bonus episode that's not a bonus because it's not an addition. It's in lieu of.
Oh, hi.
This episode is in lieu of our regular coverage, which will continue next week.
In the lieu of? Why are you in the lieu?
Okay.
Why are you in the lieu instead of Star Trekking it up?
That was very rhythmic the way you said it.
Yeah.
Said that.
I substituted substance for rhythm. And
it's a show about nothing.
Yeah. All right. So yes, that's what's going to happen this week. We're going to. Oh no, I didn't even get to that, did I? I said. Jesus.
Sorry. That was this one. Wait.
Okay. The system's terrible. All right. Well, I can take a guess at that. Yeah. All right. So here's what's going to happen. In theory,
I'll take a guess at that one.
We're going to get started soon. And what I mean by that is that.
What do you mean, Patrick? I'd like to know.
We were racking our brains.
I'm ready.
We were racking our brains. What content are we going to provide our audience in lieu of our regular coverage? Mm. And what we came up with was that Dan has been recording these sound clips, pulling these sound clips from episodes of Star Trek and movies and all that for years now.
Years.
And wouldn't it be fun? And we'll see if that wouldn't it be fun is true. Nah, but wouldn't it be fun?
It's not going to be that
fun. Wouldn't it be fun if we made a quiz out of it? If Dan plays some random sound.
For an hour.
For 3 hours.
For 2 hours.
So Dan will play some sound clips. They're from various Star Trek episodes and possibly Quantum Leap or Alf or Spaceballs or Pulp Fiction as well. but mostly Star Trek. And then Jesse and I will try to guess. And in some cases, Dan might try to guess too, because he maybe didn't always save his file names in the order.
Because he's a bit silly.
I find that very peculiar.
with the system that he's developed in the intervening time. So that's what we're going to do. But
hold on to your butts.
To start out with.
Hologram?
Wait a second. Hold on to your
Let's butt. Relax.
Okay, no, it's not, the game hasn't started yet. Well, it started in a second.
You did that thing you do.
But
Chief O'Brien.
But first, I thought, well, if we're going to have this show, this quiz show, whatever it is, or this show about Dan sound clips.
My God.
Then we ought to have a theme song for it.
Now, yeah.
Dan usually does our theme song, but I wasn't going to ask him to do a theme song like
I think I already know where this is headed.
He would have given you a bunch of shit about doing stuff.
So what I did was
I wonder what you did, Patrick.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Did you seek aid from something?
I did.
What a surprise!
I thought, why don't I utilize some of the nifty technology that the kids are all into these days? And I went to one of these AI.
He's into it.
These AI song sites. These sites where you can make AI songs.
I've said it before, but I don't
see
know.
The sites.
I still don't know how I feel about replacing like content with AI content.
No. It's I get you. I'm with the content creators. Mm-hmm. However, the content creators can also be recalcitrant or expensive. So we have this option that it's only when it's funny that it's.
No, you know, I thought I'd keep it cash today.
We don't want to have it produce anything good. That's not good. It would be. It would be a problem if it produces something good.
Amusing.
But if it produces something funny, then that's funny. Because then we can make fun of Roko's Basilisk or the AI, whatever you want to call it.
A la Moraine.
All right. So here is this theme song, this podcast theme song for this particular podcast episode.
Roku.
I put it into the Suno.com, Suno.ai.
I really appreciate it.
The title produced by the AI was Star Trek Sound Wizard. And this is the music.
Oh, thank God.
The bridge.
That's not bad.
No, it goes on and does more like that. I thought it was cute. It was cute and amusing.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I thought that I kept wanting it to like kick into like into the power jam.
Yeah. Right.
And it almost did. It almost did. And then it went back to the beginning thing.
It just
again.
Does the same thing. It needs to have like a beep bit.
Yeah, but like in that second part, they were changing like the bass and they were changing the keys around or the chords around in the second part in a different way. They did that thing where the voice sings the same thing, the melody does the same thing,
right,
but like the background melodies, the background harmonies kind of changed to different chords than they did before. And it gives us this feeling like it's moving somewhere. But the problem is it never got there. It just went back to the beginning. So it was going there. And then it came back to the beginning.
Like
Sisyphus's rock or whatever.
I like the line, Dan's the maestro of the wave. Because I think it means Sisyphus's wave rock. Files. What about this? Yeah. How about this? I forgot about this.
Hell
Starfleet's echoes fill the air. In his hands, the cosmos bear. Voyages in
I just want to let it go to the chorus. Talk.
Voices caught
I'm digging
from
that background.
Stellar walks. Data streams and Picard quotes. Fragments turn to golden notes. He's the keeper of the tunes. Starships sing in different moons. Tom Lobitz in command. Making music out of stars so grand.
So grand. Oh, of course, this is going to continue on like that. That
hell yeah!
That one's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
I might like that one better.
And done!
Yeah,
Dan Glaubitz in command.
Okay, I mean, first of all, it gets points for, like, you know, just like making me the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. But no, actually, I that one I thought, like, actually, like, sort of moved around better. I liked, like, the first one I think had a lot more potential, but it never got
it
there.
It never got there.
But this one actually, like, sort of progressed and evolved. I like
a little
this,
bit more.
So I thought this was more robust. This one was more robust.
The first one
more
was like half of a New Order song. It never, like, went to the next part.
Which can be very frustrating. Yeah. I find that a lot with a lot of the AI stuff is that it's, it gets you.
Right now I'm just a plunder sorter, but I'm capable of way more.
It gets you close, but not quite to where you need to be.
So that sound file, I just had it labeled as I'm capable of more, but, like, because I don't have a bunch of space to write the description. Yeah. I forgot that there was a whole beginning.
Because you still use the same naming convention from like the old 8088 computers, where you can only do 8 characters and then 3 character extension.
Well, it's mainly the software. Like,
he's just a bam.
I only get a certain amount of characters that I can see on each button, like each sound button.
I got you.
And so, and it doesn't, like, do the thing where it animates and scrolls. It's just so I have a certain amount I can see. But my convention is I start with, in all caps, the sound description, separated by underscores, followed by a dash, and then the name of the character in lowercase.
Okay. Can you go through that again? Because I was trying to see, like, do you have the show? Do you have the name of the character? You have what they say. But do you have the show?
Yes, I didn't actually do the show for a long time, but, like, many moons ago, I started doing it. So what it is, when I name it, when I'm recording it, it's, like I said, all caps for description, separated words by underscores, and then a dash at the end of that, followed by the name of the character in lowercase. And then after all is said and done, I run a command on the command line that basically adds 2 underscores, a capital N for normalize, 2 more underscores, and then the season number and episode number.
Damn. So you do a lot of automation here on this business.
Well, just for the little bit at the end where I label them all from being a certain episode.
Are you serious?
Because that's the same for each file. Each file has that thing, so I might as well have come up with something that's going to rename them all. Yeah, if it's a sound or music or a beat, it starts with the word sound with a dash, music dash,
all
beat
right.
dash.
Well, this is useful background as we get into this business.
Dan Glaubitz, are you serious?
This business totally serious. Of Dan playing us some sound clips, and we'll see if this is entertaining at all. If not, what are you going to do? It's free content.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
It's free content.
Why don't you hit
it? You know, but that doesn't mean anything now. Like, once you put it out there, suddenly we owe people. That's, like, kind of like how it works on the internet. Is as soon as you create something and throw it out for people's, you know, consumption, suddenly you owe them something.
They own a piece of you.
Well, you
which piece?
They own the right to, like, call you a lazy piece of shit if they don't like what you did.
I think that's fair, and I'm willing to accept that.
That's fine, I guess.
I'm both
whoopsie doopsie.
I'm willing to accept criticism generally, and the specific criticism that I'm a lazy piece of shit.
If you're making the content, you can't be that lazy.
I don't know,
but that's what people.
It can be a form of laziness. It could be if you're making the content in order to avoid some other more strenuous activity. This could be the lazy option.
Right.
Versus, you know, the other option.
Right, we could be making movies.
Yeah, so. Or like being
he's cool.
Being a good partner and father, that sort of thing.
No.
You know, that takes a lot of laughs. Takes a lot of
grapplers are sick.
Yeah. All right.
These are named, for some reason, these are named beats.
Woohoo!
Well, did you stop doing that?
Because
there was a while where you were naming files beats if they were.
No, I do. I had a bunch named
beats that you didn't think were beats.
Yeah,
in retrospect.
Ah, this stuff is great.
Oh yeah, because it's rhythmic. This stuff is great.
All we have in Orion are, like, sharp little pebbles.
Yeah.
All we have in Orion are, like, sharp little pebbles.
Grapplers are sick.
All we have in Orion are, like, sharp little pebbles.
Hey, grapplers aren't stupid.
See, that's not really very rhythmic.
Grapplers.
Hey, grapplers aren't stupid.
Woohoo!
Oh, that's like badgy.
That one's good.
Oh, we're already playing. I guess we
so
should
far
the
this
game
isn't game. Different than any other podcast.
Right? Is this guy going to murder us?
Nah, he's cool. Nah, he's cool. Shadows don't even need a stupid grappler.
All right.
Shadows don't even need a stupid grappler.
Oh, yeah, somewhere else I have it said stupid grappler.
Yeah. You should have one that says Grappler Zorn.
If I like mix them together.
Grappler Zorn.
Grappler Zorn.
Grappler Zorn.
Wait, it goes like.
Grapplers are sick.
Right.
Topper's shot.
Bring us into grappling range.
Hey, grapplers aren't stupid. Shadows don't even need a stupid grappler. Stupid grappler. Shadows don't even need a stupid grappler. Stupid grappler.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
I wonder if I have a grappler in here.
Probably not, because we didn't. We weren't doing the audio clips when we did Encounter at Farpoint.
No grapplers,
which was like
but
our second episode.
But didn't they reference Grappler Zorn in like a Lower Decks episode or something?
They may have, you know, but I don't
familiar.
Have a specific recollection.
Recollection.
All right. Okay.
Wreck that erection.
All right. I was. You know what? I was quite concerned that you might eventually end up there. But I feel kind of proud that I predicted that you might, so it works out in the end. All right, sounds. You want to play a sound and see if Jesse or I?
Okay, how do we want to do this?
We can buzz in.
Well, I'll start.
We can buzz in by screaming.
I'll start with this one. Do you remember? This should be easy.
A bee.
Yes, I know who that was. Do you know who that was, Jesse?
Was that the dude from Picard?
Yeah, that was Picard's son.
Picard's son.
The Borg.
His name was Jeremy Picard.
Jeremy.
The bee.
Yeah.
The Borg. The bee.
His name like Jack.
The Borg. The bee.
Jack.
The Borg.
Yeah, it probably was Jack. That would Jack make Crusher. Sense. Jack Crusher.
The bee.
Jack Crusher Jr.
A duck!
Who was a 35-year-old playing, like a 23-year-old?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what episode that we a podcast where we did that thing where it was like...
The Borg.
Or no, it goes... I can't remember which I played first.
The bee. The Borg.
Oh, it starts with the Borg.
The Borg. The bee. The Borg.
It all starts with the Borg.
The Borg.
I want
to
say...
A duck!
Sorry, I was late. I remember the first time you did it, I think I actually pissed myself. Like urine.
Oh, no.
Urine was left behind.
Oh, gross.
Drops.
It was humor urine, Dan. Don't
humor urine. It. Well, it's humor urine.
Humor-induced urine.
Your pants funny.
Yeah. Which episode? I can't remember. Was that like episode 6 or 7 of Picard? Season 3?
See, this is the problem is I don't remember where all these are from. I thought it was like the first episode.
It's only a problem if it's unentertaining.
Season 3, wasn't it the first episode?
I don't know. Did he say the Borg and a bee in the first episode? I don't think so.
You know what I should have done? Is I should have downloaded like a big file, you can download like JSON files with like the entirety of like transcripts on them. That's how I like did my algorithm database thing.
Yeah.
Is by downloading it was a JSON file with like all the freaking dialogue from the episodes, but they didn't have like the newer ones. I should have downloaded. That's one bit of prep I should have done is found a big file with all the transcripts so I could quickly look these things up. But as it stands, at least this lets us waste time more doing it.
Do you know
this
what JSON stands for? Because it sounds like you're doing Keegan-Michael Key's character of the substitute teacher from Key and Peele.
Hey, Aaron.
You have a JSON file?
I like Jake Quellen.
Jake Quellen.
Jake Quellen's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know which episode it is. It's not that important to know which episode, is it? Is it? I mean, which show? We know which show and we know the character.
Yeah, but it's...
The episode would be a good one.
But in this case, I specifically asked which podcast episode it is.
Well, which podcast episode, that I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Picard season 3. I don't even remember which number we were on. 200-something, maybe?
I don't know, man.
190-something? I don't know. I don't even have an opinion.
Who are you asking, man?
Yeah.
Who are you asking?
All right, well, we got that one. Jesse and I both got it right. We get 100 points each for that. What's next?
Okay.
100 points.
Now I'm gonna start scrolling down. And
Dan's doing it like with the slot machines, you know, so, with like the ding 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 ding.
So yeah, so wait, one of you have to tell me to stop.
Stop.
Okay, now I'm gonna start moving my hand fingers left to right, and you're gonna have to tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather take my chances in open space.
Okay, I know who that is.
I know who that is.
That's Charles Trip Tucker III.
Yeah,
and I believe is that the episode? Shit, is that Precious Cargo?
Bing!
Did I get it right?
Yeah, the full, in context, it's Kaitama says, we'll remain here until they contact the Sovereign Guard. Once the ransom has been paid, we'll be released. And Tucker says, well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather take my chances in open space.
That's what I was figuring because they have...
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather take my chances in open space.
Well, if it's all the same to you, where would I stay?
This guy.
Oh, and it turns out, I think I have all, like, so I have a different soundboard, like... folders or whatever you want to call them for each show.
Okay.
And then there's an all which just shows all of them. I think they bunched them all by like the order that I put each
bunched
one in. That I think there's more sound effects from this episode in the vicinity of that one.
Okay.
I think because I think
that's a good thing, right?
They're all done in order of which of how I bunched them
like
each
batched together.
They're all put in order by how I organized them per five per
you bunched the batch?
They're organized by how I ordered them through each folder containing one episode, and they kept that order throughout the all section. So yes, they're all together. So this should be from it too, right? Like
that sounds kind of lonely.
Yeah, there
that's
it is.
Both exciting and practical.
Suspended animation.
I'm glad.
Stare at the moon with my girlfriend.
I'm glad I guessed that. I guess that purely out of context, I think, because
suspended animation.
I remember them being in like an escape pod at one point and
stare at the moon with my girlfriend. Stare at the moon with my girlfriend.
Back.
Oh. How dare you?
Oh yeah.
You're the one
who
took a swing at me.
You insulted the first monarch.
Mr. Petty Commoner, remember? Raised on a
Is that when they start kissing?
Yeah, this the file name is Sex Lead Up.
Oh, yeah.
Who played that? Who played her?
What's her name? From Top Chef.
Oh, right.
What was the name of the episode?
Precious Cargo.
Precious Cargo. Precious Cargo, it's a precious cargo. Precious Cargo, it's time to go. Precious Cargo, pressure carbo. Pressure carb load.
Mm-hmm. Padma Lakshmi is, by the way, is the name, of the actor.
Yeah. Okay.
Padma Lakshmi.
That wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
You do it.
Great.
You
excellent.
Do it.
All right. So I got one.
You find the wood.
You do it.
You find the wood.
If you decide to leave, you know the way out.
You find the wood.
You do it.
You find the wood.
You're bleeding.
I get
You're touching me.
I get 1,000.
You're welcome.
Points. 1,000 points to me, so Jesse's got 100, I've got 1,100.
Oh, you are not to leave this chamber.
Dirty,
all right.
Dirty.
Okay, I like this method of splitting up the duties of spinning the wheel.
We got to play duty or no duty next
fuck.
Week. Next
God
week.
Fucking damn it.
That was next... a no duty.
I think that was a duty.
We'll play it if you remember to clip
okay.
it out.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Kangaroo court.
That doesn't count, but that's a I know that's TAS from the sound clip tonality, even though that's not one of the ones we picked because we have to
blame.
We have to do the spinning
right.
one.
Okay.
So Jesse, this time I'll do the up spin.
Blame excuses.
You do the left to right spin.
Okay.
All right. So start spinning up and down.
I'm spinning.
Stop.
I'm spinning. Okay.
And now Jesse will do the honors to the for the
I'm going
left to right.
Now.
Stop.
Both times you guys picked the very last row. Keep in mind that I will bounce the other way if I get to the end.
It's great. Is it like Pac-Man rules or is it Gallagher rule? Like which way is your finger? Does your finger loop around or does it bounce back and forth?
Yeah, like actually loop it over the screen and then back again. No, it just bounces like Pong.
Well, I mean, it's useful.
It's Pong
to know
rules.
That. Pong rules. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
You just deny the Federation has them?
Well, I can tell you that's fast. It's fast talking Burnham.
That's some fast talking Burnham right there.
Fast talking Burnham.
You just deny the Federation has them?
Hmm. Oh man, that's gonna be tricky. Just deny the Federation has them. It feels like season. It feels like season four. It feels like season four, but I think that's as close as I can get. I don't know if it is season four.
I don't know.
What are your thoughts, Jesse?
I don't really.
Fast talking Burnham. Burnham was talking faster and faster and faster.
You just deny the Federation has them?
As the seasons went along.
I mean, it would be a later season for
sure. It just feels like that.
Keeps speeding up, yeah.
Well, according to what's this website subtitle cat? What is this website?
Dan's doing some quick Google food.
You might have to do
More
a lot
like
of. You might have to do
dog.
A. You might have to do a lot of like trimming on this episode when you edit it.
Are we gonna trim it, or are we gonna just let you sort of twist in the wind here?
Is that entertaining?
No, not necessarily.
Fumbly bumbly.
So here's the sound.
You just deny the Federation has them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. It didn't take me to the episode. It took me to, like, a list of the episodes.
List of the episodes.
So I know what episode I think it is, but, like...
What episode do you think it is?
I believe it's Araga.
Ah.
But I'm having trouble finding the freaking transcript.
Oh, I don't remember what it was about.
No, that's not it. How are we ever going to figure this out?
You don't know? The Quizmaster?
I don't know. This feels like it's got to be really
You're
boring.
Quizzing yourself, Quizmaster.
All right. Well, we can save that for later. Maybe the audience can write in a letter.
Save it.
Maybe
later.
We can look it up. And we can
but
look
we know
it
it's
up,
Burnham.
Maybe we can look it up and have it as an addendum at the end of the episode or something. I don't know.
We can just put all the information at the end of the episode.
I think it's Araga.
It could be. Could be. I could. I this is not my area of expertise, so I couldn't.
Actually,
really
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost 100% million sure it's Araga.
All right. Well, it makes sense. It's got to be a late season, and season 5 was extra fast talking Burnham because they
yeah that's
had 10
when
episodes,
I,
so they're
yeah,
like
that,
squeezing it all in.
That's when I started doing the fast talking Burnham like officially.
Officially. All right. Next one. Okay. We at least got partial points.
Next
on that.
Next one, Dan.
Okay. Next one. All right. Going now.
All right, Jesse, you got to tell him when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, going now.
Stop.
My grandmother used to make it with peas, carrots, and...
Beverly!
I know what that is.
I know exactly what that is. Jesse, do you know? I'll give you a chance.
Can I hear it again?
My grandmother used to make it with peas, carrots, and...
Beverly!
That was from that one we did recently that was like... Where like Crusher and Picard were off. They got like... Something happened.
They got attached.
They got attached to
because the
other.
Name of the episode is Attached.
That's what, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's Beverly Crusher in Attached. Are we right, Dan? Are Jesse and I correct?
Yes, it's, yeah, totally.
I mean, I know we are.
I remember specifically because, like, he was talking about being hungry and he was pissed that, like, one of them was pissed that they could, like, hear the other one's hunger thoughts. And
yeah,
then,
because then it was making him
And
hungry,
then she started, like, speaking out loud. Yeah, Picard was getting pissed at Beverly about it.
Now, why don't you play a constellation of the funny other sounds from that episode?
Okay.
That amuse you, whatever, you know, you curate.
My grandmother used to make it with peas, carrots, and...
Beverly!
Any for your thoughts?
Question is why?
They will also listen to the reports of the captain of the Enterprise and his first officer.
Make sure
I
you take
tell
all this
right
junk
now.
With you.
The first officer's report will go something like this.
Oh, I that other one was. I forgot about that. Okay. I just totally talked over the joke that was that sound file.
Yeah. It's too bad. It was a good joke.
Yeah.
But
the audience can probably sort of like parse it out in their head. What it would have been like. Did you want to do it clean? Did you want to try to do a clean one?
I don't know. Is it? Do we do that here?
I don't know. It's up to you, man. We got no rules.
All right.
Other than we're going to take a break in a second.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to play. What is this sound?
They will also listen to the reports of the captain of the Enterprise and his first officer. And I can tell you right now, the first officer's report will go something like this.
That's not really good.
The Kez.
That's nice. Oh, yeah, that's right. They were the Kez.
Right.
The Kez and what were the other ones? The Moofties?
The
Poofties?
The Floovy Noofies.
That's not true.
There was the Kez, but sometimes they called them like...
You mean the Kess?
Yes.
The Kez.
See, in the same...
It was a mispronunciation
and,
station.
And by Picard said, I'm having trouble figuring out how to put this sentence together.
I don't think so. Picard, this is fine.
Picard says it differently two times, both times.
The Kez. You mean the Kess?
Yeah, he says it differently.
Yeah.
You know saying what I.
I do. I do know saying what you.
I hear.
How about this?
They're still charged with spying, Commander. I have heard nothing here which would alter that.
I think
then maybe you should consider this.
I don't even remember that one. I wonder if you kept that in reserve and forgot to play it. Maybe not. Probably you played it. I can't imagine you didn't play that on the episode.
Dan's reserved.
Yes, Dan's special reserve sounds. All right, how about this? I think we've started to figure out how to do this. So let's take a brief break. And when we get back...
How much more can we get out of this?
We can see how much more we can get out of this now that we're masters at it. Now that we figured out the whole sound selection thing. And Dan seems to have sorted out to some degree or another his search console there. So he's got his databases flowing. Everything's working great.
The databases are flowing.
All right. So we will be right back.
Question is why?
All right, we are back.
You don't really know, do you?
All over your face.
I think we know.
You hate having breakfast with me.
All right.
First, two things I'd like to say. One is I confirmed that it was Araga.
Ah, good. Discovery Season 5, Episode 7.
Yeah, and the other thing is I think maybe hopefully...
Aaron Gobra.
Maybe I found a website that's going to be more consistent. The first one I went to was like, well, I went to one and there were ads like all over the fucking place. And I was like, ah! Then I went to another one and for some reason they deleted it. They
had no ads.
Well, there's one that I would often go to for transcripts, but they only showed like the last 90 episodes of something. I don't know. They got rid of a bunch. I'm not sure what happened. But then I went back to the one with a million ads and just shut all the ads down and it seems to be okay. But I'd rather not use this ad-filled website, but I don't really have much choice. But that's the kind of shit I'm willing to put up with. Right. For you guys.
Yeah.
This could be a segment we do. Dan Glaubitz, tell us what you found.
Are you pointing at us or the audience?
He was pointing you do this all for the audience? Over the place.
All right.
For you?
All right.
Well, and you? And you?
I'm excited to be back here because I think we've sort of figured out what we're doing here. It took us a little
He's
while.
Dead, Jim.
I think we can go to a faster clip now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Speaking of clips.
Yes.
Danny Clips.
So, Danny Long Clips, Danny Short Clips. All right.
Danny Noisy Clips.
I know some of them are.
I think he's ready to select the next quiz him up clip, next quiz clip. Right. Who am I yelling stop for the vertical and Jesse for the horizontal?
Patrick.
All right. Quick question, Dan, because you said the horizontal bounces back and forth Pong style. What about the vertical? What if we just let the vertical go? Does it eventually bounce at the bottom and start scrolling up?
I'll bounce it back up, but I haven't hit the bottom yet.
Okay. Well, how about this? I want to see how far down we can get. So you start spinning.
I can't wait to get horizontal with you, Jesse.
Dan is scrolling up.
I bounced.
He's going. Oh, you bounced all the way to the bottom?
Yeah.
Now you're going back up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I got to wait.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Now he's going down. All right.
I think it just skipped past a bunch. If I keep going for a long enough time, it like starts jumping faster and faster. So it does that accelerated thing that feature you turn off with when you have a mouse, the accelerated
The UI feature that they think is helpful, but often isn't.
Yeah, the accelerated cursor. I think that's what's going on here.
All right. Anyway, stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to go from right to left this time.
All right.
I'm going.
Stop.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, damn it.
That's like Mariner.
Yeah, it's
I'm
Mariner,
not sure in which context.
Lower though. Decks feels kind of it feels kind of season 5-ish, doesn't it?
Do you want me to play another sound from the episode?
Okay.
Yeah.
Context clue.
I think you mean how flipping stupid it is. All love right. to flip each page to see
flipping.
What knowledge awaits me.
That was
flip
last week's episode, wasn't it? Ollie,
gross.
The Ollie episode.
Right, Ollie. It was
called
totally. Gods and Angels.
Yeah,
of Gods and Angles. Of Angle. Gods and Angles.
Angles.
Colorful.
All right,
Stupidity.
Got there in the end. I'm presuming we're correct. Is that correct, Dan? Of Gods and Angles.
Is that Of Gods and Angles?
I think it is.
Yeah, isn't that the one where he's trying to cozy up to Anna?
Chile Rienos.
And get a nickname.
That's right.
Chile Rienos.
What was that? That you were talking about? The 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Flipping!
Yeah, I think it is because...
You have been intimate with a cube?
Yeah, it was. Gods and Angles.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
Redarbulous!
All right, so I think Jesse has 3,200 points. I have 2,400 points.
Whoa, dude.
How many points do I have?
You are running the show, man. You're in charge.
Have nothing.
Oh, no. I'm the dungeon master.
No, you are the infinite source of points. The points are derived from you.
I'm the bank.
You're the one who is doling out the points, slicing off bits of your essence and passing them towards Jesse and I.
Danny points.
And Jesse and I are serving as avatars of the audience.
Do you think anyone ever did like a sketch that was called Bob Dolomite? You think anyone ever did that sketch?
How about Dolomite?
What percentage of our audience do you think is going to get that joke?
I don't know.
I mean,
and find out.
First of all, we have an international audience. Second of all, we have a multi-generational audience.
Wow.
So I think there are certain people who will not know of either Bob Dole or the film Dolomite.
Well, Now you can know.
Nor the portmanteau of Bob Dolomite.
Well, now they can look it up. That
forgot about Bob Dole. So at first, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I forgot about Bob Dole. There should be a word for what you just did, Patrick, which was separate a portmanteau. There's got to be a word that means separating a portmanteau.
I deportmanteaued.
Nah. No, it should be a portmanteau itself.
Disportmanteau.
Disassemble.
Portmanteau. Portmanteau.
Deportmando.
I don't like that one. That one upsets me.
Yeah.
Portman from.
All right.
Anyway,
at the very top, I have like a bunch of like from the Discovery episode or the Strange New Worlds episode.
So what you're saying is,
I love musicals.
I call that style of command a first mistake. Yeah. Kind that makes my head shake and my heart break.
Cute. All right. Yeah. I think the cute banter section, that particular cute banter section, has concluded.
Okay.
We guessed correctly. Yep. I think we are ready for the next thing. And Jesse, you are going to stop us on the vertical.
Go in.
And this, and Dan wouldn't let us call this Dan's sound 'em up explosion.
Stop.
All right, now you're going left to right. Stop.
I do declare we've settled upon a compromise.
All right.
Rutherford.
Well, yeah, that's definitely Rutherford.
As like Mark Twain.
As Mark Twain, but you know, I'm forgetting the name of the episode. Yeah. It's last season, though, right? Season 4.
We need to be powerful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the previous
season. 4.
I do declare we've settled upon a compromise.
I know the episode. I'm not going to be able to remember the title offhand. It's too new. I haven't committed all the Lower Decks
totally.
Episodes
yeah,
to memory.
Yeah, me neither. I need to rewatch that one.
Yeah,
season.
It's the Something Borrowed, Something Green.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Season 4, episode 4.
Yes, quite.
Twin Twains.
What?
Well, yes. Are there any?
I
other
do
ones?
Declare we've settled upon a compromise.
I think they're mostly bunched up together because I feel like I can't find the Twin Twains one isn't immediately as well. I don't know how. Some they're mostly bunched, but I think they're not entirely bunched.
Twin Twains!
All right.
The clue from the diary, Under the Shadow of Twin Moons, points us here.
Oh, I just typed in twin. That's what I also got.
Under the Shadow of Twin Moons.
What's that one from?
Under the Shadow Discovery. Of Twin Moons. That's Discovery, season 5. That's the one we saw in Dan, when you and I went to that premiere.
We
saw Michael Burnham.
That's right. That was cool.
Yeah.
I was actually standing outside the front door, like, I was like, you know, like walking around and I was like hanging out by the front door and I turned around to go in.
Samequa Martin Green walks in.
And she walked right by me, like in front of me. And I was
And then
just...
you came over and you're like, dude, Samequa Martin Green just walked by me.
Fast talking burn.
I was like, whoa.
Like I wasn't, what a normal person would have done was just been like, hey, you know, but instead like I immediately like diverted my eye contact. And I was like, why are you so afraid of people?
Did you like kind of crouch down to your legs in a fetal position and just start cowering.
I didn't want her to think I was some like weirdo.
Start sobbing.
I didn't want her to think I was some like weird guy who stares her down. So I was like,
that was cool.
So instead, I'll do the opposite and like just to meet like
that
not.
Was, it was here in DC at the Motion Picture Association of America. That was a really
Twin Twains.
That was a fun activity. Jesse was unfortunately unavailable that evening, but Dan and I got to
That's
go see
right.
the premiere of this episode, that episode you referenced, although I can't remember exactly the name of the episode, but it was a good one. I really liked it. It was a very Deep Space Nine style episode that one.
Connect to your crew. Connect to your crew.
I know that wasn't officially part of the quiz, so no points will be awarded.
Okay, next sound. Going.
All right. I think that's you, Jesse. Is it Jesse or is it me?
I think it's you. It's you.
Oh, is it me? Okay, stop.
Left or right?
Stop.
A chamusi.
Come on, you got to know this one.
A chamusi.
Yes, that's
chamusi. Chamusi. A chamusi.
That's Chakotay in the fucking that horribly ridiculous episode that we just did recently called the name of the episode was racist, wasn't it?
It was Tattoo.
Okay, well.
Chamusi.
Yes. Okay.
Choose the word that would best describe your pain.
Oh, that's when the doctor got. That's when the doctor got sick too.
Yes, that part was fun. That was a fun B plot.
Here's a cool holographic towel for your forehead.
And that B plot was fun, but also had a bunch of ridiculous stuff. Like here's a holographic towel.
Yeah.
I mean,
describe the nature of your pain.
Okay. Good.
Don't offer them to patients.
Good. So I get a generally, few points for that. So I have like 75,000 something.
Mm-hmm. A million.
Jesse,
want to bet?
I have a few million.
And Jesse has a few million points. All right.
I'm holographic tissue paper for the holographic runny nose.
I am still behind.
There are two holographic like item references. First, there's
here's a cool holographic towel for your forehead.
And then there's also
holographic tissue paper for the holographic runny nose.
It's like holographic everything.
It's silly.
It's mostly.
They got
silly.
The holographic kitchen sink in there.
Oh shoot! Oh shoot!
You're allowed to say shit. It's a podcast.
Hologram.
It's an explicit. It's an explicit why you know podcast.
Holograms.
All right. What's next? What's next?
Is this
next
still
sound?
Fun? Are we still having fun?
Oh yeah! Fuck yeah! This is great. Now I'm getting excited because it's like it's really titillating when you get when you can get it.
He's titillating the muscle
bumps. Okay. All right.
Going.
Okay, that's you, Jesse.
Stop.
Okay, right to left.
Stop.
Whoa, sneaky.
What's sneaky about that?
You just did it like right away. You were ready.
I was ready.
I've already started her plomeek broth.
Oh, is that...
I've already started her plomeek broth.
That sounds like Archer. Is Archer cooking some soup for T'Pol?
Doesn't that kind of sound... I mean, it's not, but doesn't it sound a little like Riker?
I've already started her plomeek broth.
Maybe that is Riker.
It does sound a little bit like Riker. If I had to guess, though, I would say it's Archer.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, do you have any clue what's the file named?
It's
is this one of the older ones?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is one of the older ones that I forgot that I had them labeled, but this is one of the older ones that I don't actually know. It is fucking Riker.
And what? And he's making
it's Chef Riker. If that's a clue.
Oh, so he is making it for T'Pol.
Right.
These are the voyages.
These are the voyages.
Star Trek Enterprise, season 4, episode 24, I believe.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Back on duty.
And the bugs.
Is that what you humans call compassion?
That is not from These Are the Voyages.
He'll undoubtedly make every effort to take no credit.
Can you believe it?
What's funny about
Reed? He negotiated it down to 4.
when you hear Reed out of the context of the show, because I never got this when watching Enterprise. Watching Reed, he's just charming guy, you know, especially his interactions with Trip and all that stuff. But I noticed this during the podcast that when Dan plays sound effects, sound clips of Reed, he sounds like an evil villain. play that sound clip you just played again.
What was the sound?
It was Reed saying some nonsense.
Oh, well, actually, I
you just played it, asshole.
I just skipped away from it, so I don't know. Goodness. I can look for a Reed sound effect.
I'll play any Reed sound.
He'll undoubtedly make every effort to take no credit.
That was the one. Yeah, it was the same one.
It was the same one. Doesn't he sound like an evil villain?
He'll undoubtedly make every effort to take no credit. Yeah, like take no credit.
Undoubtedly,
you know, we would take no credit.
We'll take every effort not to inconvenience you on the way to your downfall.
Over 200 years. In the past.
In the past.
Eastern Pennsylvania and Southern Virginia.
That was the Nazi episode, right? Yeah.
We'll be shooting in the dark.
That's the one where I thought he said, we'll be shitting in the dark.
We'll be shooting in the dark.
Oops, I'm knocking over shit over here.
We'll be shooting in the dark.
Agreed.
So yeah, that was, Voyages.
These are the Voyages, Riker.
Yeah, so...
All right, no points.
That's like season 4, episode like 22 or something?
24, I think.
Is it 24?
I don't know.
These nuts.
I think it's 24. All right, we're ready for another one.
Okay.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. It says according to Google, it says it's 22.
All right, whatever.
All right, I don't care.
Google 22.
I don't care. All right, go in.
Stop.
All right, Jesse, go in. Blah, 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 blah.
Stop.
That's my left to right noises. Blah, 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 blah.
Now I'm thirsty for mist.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Play it again.
Now I'm thirsty for mist.
Oh, man. That's, you know, that one's boggling me a bit.
I'm a bit boggled.
Jesse, do you have any clue what that could be?
I'm going to go with, like, Lower Decks.
It has a bit of that tone, but I'm not 100% sure.
I guess I'm not 100 either, but...
Interesting. And Dan?
I still don't have any idea who it might be.
It could be Klingon-y.
Yeah.
You know? Could be somebody speaking Klingonese.
Could be.
Hey, Dan, could we get a context clue? That's what we're going to call
them. Then let us tickle the ivories!
All right, so that's Lower Decks.
Right now, I'm just a plunder sorter, but I'm capable of way more.
Oh.
Little pony.
Lick my foot. Lick my foot.
Weren't they doing some hologram shit with, like, where they were like Mozarts or something?
Well, I would never flay.
There was an Orion thing. Is that
Please don't flay me?
I would never flay.
Please don't flay me.
Is that the Something Borrowed, Something Green?
Yes.
All right.
Isn't that one I incorrectly guessed like a few minutes ago?
Perhaps, yes. Yeah. But that
Pray I don't change my mind.
Yeah.
But wait, this line.
Then let us tickle the ivories.
That's when he was like Mozart. So it wasn't okay. Yeah. That was a different episode. Maybe that's. I think the Twain one. I guess borrowed something green because he was imitating Twain there. But here he was imitating Mozart. Maybe I got it mixed up.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Dang, this thing is really hard to play.
I am. Unironically, a fan of poorly played harpsichord.
Harpsichord is awesome.
Harpsichord is awesome.
I always wanted to take like those Bach preludes or inventions, and you could like just take any one of them, put it on like a guitar and like bass combo with a drum beat, and they would all sound awesome. Actually, you wouldn't even need a guitar and bass. Probably. Maybe just two guitars. Just two guitars and just put a drum beat behind every one of those things.
Yeah.
Because they're so like...
Yeah, you could do it. You'd have to change up the keys for some of them to make them fit like in the range of a guitar.
Yeah.
But you could do it with like a bass and like two guitars. Totally, it would be a lot easier.
What would you do with the
bass? More instruments.
So if you added a bass, you'd kind of just have to like play the You'd have to mix the left and the right hands into like a very bassy line, and then you'd have two guitars each playing the different part of the invention or prelude, depending.
Yeah, word does.
But then you can add a drum beat behind any one of them. I think they would all sound good.
As an uninvested observer, I would like to make the note that by all appearances, you two have the capacity to make this dream a reality.
I think so.
Yeah. I just don't know if Jesse's that into the idea.
I'm into it.
In a big way?
He claims to be into it, and he's saying that on air, it's legally binding.
Oh, boom.
Podcast law.
Because I've looked into, like, you know, the possibility of, like, you could do it on two guitars, but some of it is, you know, doesn't work exactly.
We used to play, like, sight read those Bach preludes together.
Right.
We each played, like, a hand.
I mean, now they're just showing off.
Well, no, I mean, because we didn't like.
Because we're so cool. This is just fun getting my music.
We each, you know.
We played a Blarney Farglopolis.
It was made for one person to play.
In Voratory of the Third.
Like, two people had to play it, so. It wasn't. We're not really showing off that much.
No, yeah. It's something that most good pianists would sight read with one person.
It means, like, we can read music.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that much.
I don't know. Just from my perspective, it's just like. Hey, Jesse, remember when we just used to sight read Bach?
Well, it sounds silly, but...
It's a Bartholomew's Vivorium in the third minor.
Mm. Well, yes. Okay. Next sound clip.
All right.
These are getting harder. They've been getting harder as we go along.
Harder.
Even though that's, you know, not really technically possible based on the way we're playing this game. It's there's randomness built into it.
Hey, Ma, what up?
All right.
What up?
All right. He's scrolling up and down, and I forget which one of us are the one to tell him to stop. It might be you, Jesse.
Hey, it's me. Stop.
All right, now Dan's starting to go left and right, but he's not doing it for some reason.
He's not doing his global.
He's staring at his screen, and he looks alarmed. Ladies and gentlemen, he looks so fucking alarmed.
I remember. I couldn't tell what I was looking at. This is from a junk soundboard. That's why I was all confused because there was no color coding anywhere.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, you have a whole color coding scheme in addition to the previous scheme you mentioned about how you name the files.
Yeah, I also give them color code. Green is the conversational ones. Blue is when you're like naming something, like Captain Jean-Luc Picard or, you know, the Enterprise.
A duck.
Yeah, a duck. Right. Okay, right. Going.
All right, you're going left and right. I'm watching him bounce back and forth with his finger. His finger is going left and right. And stop!
And also because it's like there's no going to be no challenge in this one.
That is outside of my knowledge base, but I have seen Lieutenant Worf do this.
All right. Yeah.
That was from just the last
We can
one.
Do it. We can skip to another
no,
one.
No, but it is. We do. I mean, hey, rules is rules.
Rules is rules. That this is at the very bottom.
That is Purple Commander Data.
Yeah.
From the alternate dimension in Lower Decks Season 5, Episode 7, Fully Dilated.
He was on
wow,
the
you really are fully functional.
All right.
Purple data.
All right.
All right. Give us another try. Give us another one.
All right. Go.
Scrolling.
Stop.
Running, boy. Make them nice, because ain't no bread now.
All right.
Oh, I know this one.
I know this one as well. Do you know it, Jesse?
Shoot.
Dan gave you a free context
clue.
Yeah,
I did, actually. My bad.
If we were playing this on TV, it would be all like structured so that if you only get like two context clues and you use up your context clue cards,
yeah,
and you'd play sounds that are associated with the sound.
Hey, I think there's a brand new sensation that's going to.
Hey, kids, have you heard about the brand new sensation
that's going to be sweeping the nation?
Dan, sound them up, explosion!
All we have to do is take what we're doing and add cards to it. There you go. Maybe you could combine like trading card games, like deck building trading card games, with sound effects somehow.
Dan's aural it's like, adventure.
It's like you battle monsters, and in order to win, you have to do things like guess where the sound is from and stuff. And if you guess where the sound is from, you like make bonus damage. Like the cards have abilities like that.
Hmm. Maybe.
He's patronizing me.
No, it's a TNG. You said maybe. I said maybe. Yes, Jesse, TNG, that's correct.
I'm trying to place the voice there of that fellow because I can sort
I
of picture him, but I really don't remember the name of the episode.
Pretty smooth.
Like
lasers on stun. Shoot.
Is it from the
Are
one,
you nuts?
Is it from the one with the hotel?
Yes. Okay. What's it called?
The Royale!
The Royale, of course.
The Royale, of
the Royale.
Course. The Royale with cheese.
The Royale's exits are clearly marked.
Do you have the Royale with cheese?
Or this is the Royale, of course.
No, because you guys got on my case because I didn't have that sound effect for that episode.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't get on your case. We just commented that we were surprised and disappointed.
No. I mean, that's almost on my case. I was also disappointed with myself, though, too.
I remember
so.
You were all like, oh, man.
We didn't get on your case, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'd have to listen back.
Time to get down to business. Oh,
That's right.
That was a fairly aggressive computation.
The Royale. I recall that being a very fun podcast episode.
Yeah. A very silly, silly episode.
It is. But I always am entertained by that episode.
Yeah, there's something entertaining about it.
It is. It's, you know, and that's, you know, that's true of a lot of Star Trek. The problem is there are some Star Trek episodes that are just bad and were offensive or whatever. They're just like, you know, they're just like, ugh. But something like the Royale
is that
is
the one we did with Isaac?
I think
I believe
so.
You were trapped inside the Royale, as I am.
I think Isaac from Tasmania joined us for that one. That was excellent.
And you sound just like my ex-wife.
Okay, we're ready for
maybe this trick will bring us some luck.
Ready for some more of this sound. Stop.
Wow.
I think we doubled up on our duties.
Well, we'll sort it out.
You said duty.
When a gift falls from the heavens, only a fool would let her go.
Oh, I know what this is from. I know what this is from.
It's very familiar. Very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Play it again.
When a gift falls from the heavens, only a fool would let her go.
Oh, my gosh. It's on the tip of my brain.
I'm blanking.
Oh, this is a tough one, Dan. Can we get a context clue?
Go on.
Well, that's a fucked up context clue.
I followed you here expecting to find a love nest.
Ah, is that one with B'Elanna obviously on Voyager, where she
B'Elanna's on it.
Ends up being in a play for some reason?
Yes.
What's that one called? It's called like something to do with plays or acting or the stage or the dreams. What's that name? I know that one. With the aliens, with the faces.
I followed you here expecting to find a love nest.
Yeah, with the business.
Delta Quadrant Gross Faces.
Oh, is it Muse?
Muse, yes, it's Muse. As opposed to The Muse.
Yes.
Which is the Deep Space Nine episode, which sucks.
Yeah.
Whereas Muse from Star Trek Voyager is merely boring.
Did you find B'Elanna Torres?
B'Elanna.
Just the ending I was looking for.
B'Elanna.
Huh? Did you find B'Elanna Torres?
B'Elanna.
B'Elanna.
Dismissed.
B'Elanna's on it.
Don't be afraid.
That's when we did. We talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about Muse. Yeah, not too long ago. Yeah, it was, I don't know, in the summer or some shit. Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, maybe like maybe.
Listeners at home, if you scroll back a little bit.
B'Elanna's on it.
You'll see Muse.
B'Elanna's thought.
How'd those shield modifications hold up, B'Elanna? Hmm.
Less than a 7% power drain.
Holy
good
shit.
Job.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
B'Elanna's on it.
I fucking love Kate Mulgrew. She's so
B'Elanna, take warp drive offline, remodulate the shields, and get ready to emit the anti-protons.
We've done plenty of Voyager. We've done plenty of Voyager lately, but...
Aggravated violent thought resulting in grave bodily harm.
We haven't done a Janeway-specific one in a while.
B'Elanna, our shuttle's in trouble. B'Elanna, our shuttle's in trouble.
When we are done with Lower Decks, we'll go back
shuttle's
to
in trouble.
Bouncing around the whole Star Trek universe as we normally do. And hopefully soon we'll do a Janeway-centric Voyager, because I think it's been a little while since we've done a good Janeway episode.
B'Elanna, our shuttle's in trouble. B'Elanna, our shuttle's in trouble. B'Elanna, our shuttle's in trouble.
Did you put that down as a beat?
That's a beat.
All right. Before our next break, I think we can do one more sound.
Okay.
Then we'll do another break, and then we'll finish up.
All right.
Jesse, you want to do this? Stop.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
May I help you?
Okay, again.
May I help you?
Oh, man. Sounds kind of like Cisco to me. Play that again.
May I help you?
God, that
if I gave you a context clue, you'd get it right away.
You think so?
Yeah, you know this.
You'd
episode.
Get it right away.
Any clues, Jesse, before we ask for a context
clue? May I help you?
I need another clue.
All right, I guess we'll take a context clue.
My sweet boy.
That's The Visitor. That's the fucking Visitor.
Yes.
That's the goddamn
Moon
Visitor.
Is still there, running the bar.
Talking his customers' ears off and drinking himself out of business.
Yep, The Visitor. Is this the one with... That's not the one with Makabu bread, is it?
It might be the one with Makabu bread.
Let's not waste what little time we have.
I don't know if it's the one with Makabu
bread. It might not be the one with
Makabu. No, that's the that's a different one.
Are you sure?
Maybe not.
Makabu bread, no crust. Rock the Geno, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust.
So was that that episode?
Rock the Geno, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust.
So you've confirmed it was The Visitor.
I don't
or know. Or no. Because you have it sorted in a different way.
I didn't start putting like tags on the episode, like that what episode they were from until like way later.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Are you looking this up? Is that what's happening?
You should look
it up. But meanwhile, you can
because I mean, we're out of break. I could go to break and then you could look it up over the break. And then when we get back from the break, you could be all like, bleh!
This isn't marked as beat, but it should be.
Rock the Geno, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust. Yeah. Rock the Geno, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust. Rock the Geno, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want the crusts?
Okay, how about this? We'll take a break.
What's wrong
and
with
when
this
we
guy?
Get back, when we get back, Dan will have the final confirmation as to where the Makabu bread no crust clip comes from.
Makabu bread no crust.
We will be right back.
Crust.
All right, we are back.
Makabu bread no crust.
Okay. What happened to juice and oatmeal?
I don't know what it tastes like. What I mean is companionship. I guess you're not used to sleeping alone anymore. Companionship.
For the cause. For the cause.
Is that
for the cause? Is that for the cause?
Companionship.
I think it's for the cause. If you ask
you
me,
miss
Dan,
talking
for the cause.
Sharing insights about command and duty.
For the cause.
Command and duty.
For the cause.
Command and duty.
Yes.
For the cause.
From
am I correct? Isn't from For the Cause?
Yes.
So that's where the Makabu bread is from, For the Cause?
Yep. It is. And oh, what's,
I love For the Cause, by the way.
What episode number would you say it is?
Of the podcast or of the TV show?
The TV show.
You mean episode number, or do you mean season and like episode number? No, it's different. It's different to say it's like season 4, episode 3 or 7 versus it's episode 79.
Okay, fine. See, I would default to a season followed by episode if somebody asked me that question.
Well, so would
because
I.
That's like
so
the easiest
I.
way of like describing it.
I think the most appropriate
way. I think you're stalling because you don't know.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But if I had to guess, it would be season 4, episode 3.
It's actually, well, Google marks it as 22, but for some reason in my notes, I have it marked as 21. And I don't know
why.
Oh,
I know why. It's season 4 though, right?
Yeah.
Season 4, episode 21.
Is it had one of them two-parters?
Season 4 had the Way of the Warrior as the opening, and some places have Way of the Warrior as one episode, and some places have Way of the Warrior as episodes 1 and 2, and then the third episode is the one that's after that. Okay, so...
Boom! Check! Okay. And then boom, check him into the wall.
We've figured this out, we're ready to conclude the.
Then boom, check
the episode.
Then boom, check boom, check. Then boom, check boom. Then boom, check boom, check. Boom. And then boom, checked him into the wall.
I mean, I was about to say I think we just figured this out, but now I'm not too sure. But okay. We've largely figured this out and have made this entertaining, I think.
From this end,
it seems to be entertaining. I'm having fun.
I'm going to try an experiment. I don't know if this is going to work
or not. So Dan's going to shake it up in this final break, in this third break, as we head towards the conclusion of the podcast.
I'm going to play three sounds, and you try to guess which one I have marked as beat.
Okay. All right. Jesse, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
All right.
And you, sir, are as clever as an alley cat on his 10th life.
Let me support my number one Orion Amiga.
Yes, really.
Which one?
The middle one.
I'd say the middle one.
Let me support my Orion Amiga.
Let me support my number one Orion Amiga. Let me support my number one Orion Amiga.
Good job. You guys know me.
Or maybe we're just musically inclined.
Maybe I'm that good at finding beats.
Or maybe we're just musically inclined.
Maybe I suck and you guys rule. Okay.
Maybe.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
I want to do a bunch of these.
Okay.
This is kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. That would play right into their tentacles.
Everyone's being a dick. Plus Boimler.
Wow, that's harder.
The first one.
I'm going to play him again.
That would play right into their tentacles.
Everyone's being a dick. Plus Boimler.
To me, I'd say the second one, the middle one again.
And you said the first?
Yeah.
So this is the first.
That would play right into their tentacles.
This is the second.
Everyone's being a dick.
But the answer is the third.
Plus Boimler.
I can't say that I'm always... That's why I said it's more about knowing me than being musically inclined, because some of these I can't figure out why I picked them. But I think they might have gone with other...
Plus Boimler! Plus Boimler! Plus Boimler!
I think I liked how it was really melodic.
Plus Boimler!
Prubble together. Prubble together. Prubble together.
Plus Boimler! Plus Boimler!
Prubble together.
Plus Boimler!
And she's like, Plus Boimler!
Prubble together.
Okay, here's one.
All right.
Okay.
Am I a prisoner here?
But now we're Nova Fleet.
I don't know yet, but I assume that they're very cool.
The third one.
You're right. You're right.
I don't know yet, but I assume that they're very
cool. Best talking Mariner.
I just realized I have a tell though that wouldn't have affected your decision thus far, but it might affect your future decisions. So I'm going to point out my tell so I don't do it. My tell thus far has been when you get it right, I'm like, yeah, but when you get it wrong, I'm like, hear them again. First, second. So when I ask you to listen to them a second time, that means you didn't get it right. But when I'm immediately like, you got it right,
that means Bama.
Yeah, I know, I'm doing it wrong. But I'm not going to do that anymore.
Okay. Let's have one more of those.
Okay.
Fascinating.
No, that's not enough.
Can you believe it?
I've already started to reduce the Plomeek broth.
Is that what you humans call compassion?
It's not from the same episode. What are you doing?
It doesn't have to be from the same episode.
Okay.
Okay, do they have to be from the same? When did I ever say they had to be from the same episode?
Well, no, but I thought you're right.
Okay, I'll pick a different one.
No.
Because that was not good
anymore. It's fine. It was the Plomeek broth one anyway, wasn't it?
I've already started to reduce the Plomeek broth.
Plomeek broth.
Didn't have a choice.
I've already started to reduce the Plomeek broth.
Well, they didn't have a choice is one, but you didn't play that earlier, I don't think.
Actually, you know what I just did by eliminating that third one? We played the, you know that game where you have three doors and you And they eliminate.
Yeah, and let's make a deal, and you always take the. You always take the.
Yeah, you pick one of the three. Okay. They pick one of the three. They take away one door, and you can either stay with the same one or you can switch to the new one. But you always switch because it goes from a 1 in 3 chance to a 1 in 2 chance.
The statistical odds are.
And that's what we just did there by like eliminating that third non-episode one.
Man, we're a clever podcast.
We're pretty smart.
We're pretty sophisticated.
I've already started her Plomeek broth.
I've already started to reduce the Plomeek broth.
Yeah,
we should change our name to Clever Podcast.
I should have one that just says Plomeek broth. That would have been good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we're back to the original. Are we going to finish out the episode with more of these?
Yeah.
All right. Thug it.
Did you say thug it?
Thug it.
Oh, fug it.
Thug it.
You can say fuck.
Forget about it.
Okay. All right, start spinning the wheel or whatever it is. Stop.
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, wait, I can keep it going. We already did those.
Stop.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Jesse's like, I know.
Wow, 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 wow.
He just likes saying Dan go, wow, 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 wow.
Stop.
I don't want to live it all over again.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I have this one marked.
I don't want to live it all over again.
Man, that's, I know, that's very familiar.
Well, it sounds like TOS.
It's TOS. It's not TAS, it's TOS. Yeah. I don't want to live it all over again.
I don't want to live it all over again.
What is that? I don't know.
Or is it TAS where those people like some of the people, everybody gets younger, like the cuckoo's getting younger, and then like those people that are really old and they're like, we don't want to.
Yeah.
It pleases me, Jim.
That's the counterclock incident. That was the series finale of TAS, but the tone doesn't seem right. Can we get a clock?
I don't want to live it all over again.
Can we do it? That's Shatner then. Is that Shatner?
No, that's not Shatner.
Can we have a context clue?
I've never heard that language before. But even I will become too young to know what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I said.
So it was the counter. You're right, Jesse.
It is.
Well done.
And that was
well done.
That was
Jesse gets 3 million points for that.
That was Dr. Robert or Robert Doctor or whatever
right.
His name is.
Well, because I was confused
Robert
because
Doctor,
that
I don't want to live it all over again.
That clip didn't quite have the TAS feel. The other ones have a little bit more the TAS feel. But now that I know it's TAS.
No, Sarah.
The counterclock.
We don't have time for children's games right now, Scotty, but beam us down.
So Jesse gets 3 million points for that, but I knew the title of the episode, even though I was saying it wasn't that
so
episode.
So you get like 7 points for
so
that.
So I get 7 points. So I think I have 1 million and 7 points.
We're doing the British comedy game show, British comedy game show scoring.
Yeah, if we only could figure it out, because that's a whole science they have over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You know, it's weird that I came up to something we kind of already did already, because I have literally thousands of sounds in here. Yeah. Thousands.
Well, statistics is funny.
Well, we could do a few episodes like this.
Yeah.
We could bank like 10 episodes.
10
and just
episodes.
Just throw them in there whenever we don't feel like doing anything.
A million kajillion episodes.
I don't feel like it.
13. 12.
Oh, I was like, is this
11.
13.
Contact in 20 seconds. 10 minutes, 14.21 seconds, Captain. Nevertheless, it will contact us in 1.4 minutes. 1 minute, 58.3 seconds.
Dan, you should cut out every single time Spock says a number, so we just have those numbers to play, so we can just be like, 1,
2,
14.
Well, this is actually...
9.
And in the counterclock incident, there were several times Spock was just saying...
Yeah, I remember that.
Saying, and these are all from that
episode. Well, the episode is about clocks and a white universe for some reason.
These are
with
all...
black stars.
White
yeah, that
universe.
Was weird. Yeah, it was an inverse. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13. If these are all different files, there's 14 different times I have Spock like speaking a number from that episode.
That's
alone.
Awesome.
35.18 seconds. 3. 2. 9 seconds to impact. Nevertheless, 8. It will contact us 7. In 1.4 minutes. 52.3 seconds. 10 minutes, 14.21 seconds, Captain.
14.21 seconds.
1.21 gigawatts.
0.21 seconds. Who talks in terms of 0.21 seconds?
Vulcan,
you know who,
and,
Dan.
And who talks in those terms but says 0.21 instead of 0.21?
You know.
It's not 0.21.
It says laser.
It's not 0.21. It's 0.21.
Sensors.
It's not gigawatts either. It's gigawatts.
Yeah, but the difference is like Back to the Future is fun and whimsical. This is Star Trek. He's a Vulcan.
You should know better.
You should know better.
I agree. All right, next sound. Next sound him up.
My honor to meet you, gentlemen.
My honor to...
Sounds like Cartman.
Yeah. My honor to meet you, gentlemen.
My honor to meet you, Kenny.
All right, next up. Next him ups.
Stop.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop.
Whoa.
Let's do the trick.
Is that from Alf? Wait, play it again.
It's from Alf.
Play it again.
Let's do the trick.
Yeah. That's from Alf. That's from Alf season one, episode one, which we covered in It's Not Star Trek, It's Got Alf.
You got a cat?
Yeah.
You calling me a liar?
That was a great episode, by the way. Like, seriously, if you...
That is the opposite of considerate. That is inconsiderate.
If you have not heard our episode, It's Got Alf. It's not. It's recent. It's this year. Scroll back
it's
a little bit.
It's an Alf.
It's so fantastic. And by the way, you can watch the first episode of Alf. In fact, you can watch a lot of episodes of Alf, but you can watch the first episode of Alf, which is what the focus of that discussion is, on YouTube. They just have it on YouTube.
Choke on that.
Although be careful because some of them are squished up or whatever. Find a good one. Yeah, you'll but it's worth seeing. I'm going to say you're going to enjoy the episode, but you will enjoy...
It might look like shit.
You won't necessarily enjoy the episode, but you will enjoy having watched the episode. I'll put it that way. And then...
Yeah. Thanks.
Then you can listen to our podcast.
Mom.
All right. So anyway, that's... I think I got it right, right, Dan?
Yo, lucky my man. Yo, calling anybody from Melmac. Hello.
Melmac.
Yes, you were correct, Patrick.
Okay.
Good. All right.
I think it's your turn to stop it, Jesse.
I already did it.
You did the vertical one?
Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Oh,
well,
okay. Now, please, first tell me. Is that an unedited clip?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Actually, you know what? It might.
Oh, shit.
I'm wondering if that's one of if you did some magic on that clip, because that's to me that's
you know you
that's,
might be right.
That's Sulu laughing.
You know, I usually try to mark those files with the word "cut" in parentheses, but sometimes I forget, yeah. So it's like worthless. You might be right,
but I don't know. But it sounds like Sulu laughing, but twisted in some way, twisted by some fucked up mind.
You're right. These might have been edited together.
I'm trying to remember the episode, though. That's not immediately coming to mind. I might need a context clue. Is it the infinite Vulcan or something close to that where he gets... Is that when Sulu gets poisoned by the flower? I don't know. I might just be conflating two separate things.
See? They're all laughing a lot.
Oh, is that the one where the women slurp all the jizz out the guys?
No!
Slurp it.
It isn't where then Uhura and Chapel have to come and save the day because all the guys have had their semen slurped out. You don't remember that episode of TAS?
Oh my gosh.
What was that? The Lorelei signal. It's called the Lorelei signal.
It's not that one.
Sometimes the guys are all tapped out.
But you remember the Lorelei signal, right? Remember they chain Captain Kirk to a bed and they suck out all his semen?
Oh my god.
He gets all withered. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
And then they put the men in these like these Venus flytrap, you know, the bucket trap plants that are filled with water, and the guys are all like, "Oh, I'm withered. They took all my semen." You don't remember that episode, the Lorelei?
Precisely. Uh-huh. She's going to make fools of the Romulans.
Say, pretty please.
Does this give you? Does this
with sugar on?
Does this give you a hint?
Say. Please.
Oh, that's the Joker thing.
Yes.
Was it called the Joker? Is that the episode title, or is it called like the Jokester, the Practical Joker?
Joker?
Something like that. That's the one where Kirk has wears the uniform that says Kirk is a jerk.
Yeah.
Remember that, that?
Yeah, that was the practice. So the, this was
the practical joke.
I'm almost positive that's when I cut together.
But it yeah, feels that's from like the, you cut it together.
That's from Practical feels Joker. Yeah. Like I'm trying to find the individual T-A-S. Files, because if I have them compiled, I would have the individual ones as well, you'd think.
You would think. You one would think.
Come on, Spock. Where's that Vulcan sense of humor?
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed.
Indeed. Humor.
Humor is fun.
It's quite droll, quite droll. Yeah. All right, new sound.
Stop.
Whoa.
I need you.
Oh, well, it's Captain Picard saying, I need you. I know it's Captain Picard.
I need you. I need you.
God, what context. Shit. Man, TNG is always...
I need
you. It's all in my brain, but not all of it's well organized. I need you to know that. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Nope, not that. That was John F. Kennedy. And they killed him. Can we have a context clue, Dan?
The Borg is the ultimate user.
Oh, is it... Oh, fuck.
No, what's that one called?
Yeah. Shit. No, because I just...
Is it Q-Poo? Yeah. Q-Poo?
No, I was going to say it's one of the Q ones. Q-Who.
Yeah,
or...
it is one of the Q ones.
It's not Q-Who, though. It's Cupid? No, it's not Cupid.
It's not Q-Who?
It may be Q-Who. It's either Q-Who or it's Q... Q...
Yeah, it's probably Q-Who, I think.
Q-Who?
Yeah, it's Q-Who.
Q-Who. That makes sense.
But it's not for the timid.
Good old Q.
That's true.
But it's not for the timid.
Yep. That's true.
Q-Who. With no question mark. Mm-mm. We learned that recently when we did Starbase 80 and we reviewed all the episodes that had either question marks or exclamation points in their titles because Starbase 80 was Starbase 80 question mark exclamation point.
That was a fun one.
And we included the honorable mentions, which were the ones that one would expect a question mark, but where there was no question mark. And one of those was Q-Who.
And I was lamenting the fact that there was question marks in the episode title because that makes it impossible to name the file properly.
Well.
And then I was like, you were like, they didn't have question mark in Q-Who, but perhaps they should have. Mm-hmm. And I think one of us jokingly suggested that it's because for the same reason, something to do with Usenet or something like that. Well, you were saying like
they didn't use the file.
You were suggesting that they didn't put a question mark in there because then for the same reason that it annoyed me is that you can't use it in a file name. Yeah. And I questioned the validity of that assertion. And I think you were like, no, they used a lot of like that kind of stuff back then. Because now on the with the cloud, you can put question marks in files names on the cloud.
Well, it depends on the cloud because, you know, I have the same problem as you do with the sounds. I have it with all the graphics we put together.
Graphics.
The graphics we put together to advertise the podcast, as well as the files used to edit the podcast and post the podcast, because in those files, we usually have the title of the episode. And when the title of the episode has an exclamation, well, exclamation point's fine, but if it has a question mark, we can't have that in the title for the reasons stated, incompatibility with standard Windows file formats.
I feel like Google, the Google Cloud, the Google Drive, don't they even let you like name two files the exact same name in the same directory?
Wow.
They might.
Or maybe it's folders they let you do that.
I don't know. But couldn't tell you.
There's like no rules when it comes to that shit.
No rules.
Just right.
Nope. I wouldn't go that far.
All right. All right. New sound.
New sound 'em ups. Are we doing sound 'em ups? Is that what this is called?
This is Dan's sound 'em up fucksplosion. Even though we can't call it that on the internet, we can call it that in the podcast.
This news really changes everything.
Strange New Worlds. what was that? Was the episode called like Galactic or Aria?
Galactic Aria. Yeah,
yeah, that's what it was Galactic called. Galactic Aria. Galactic Aria.
When you put it like that, it makes sense.
I really like that episode.
Connect to your crew.
All right.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
I'll leave a metabolic booster.
use it if the symptoms get worse.
Well, we've got a Dr. Crusher there. I can tell you that much, right? Yeah. All the listeners at home are like, oh, yeah, that's Dr. Crusher.
Yeah.
Can you play it again? Yeah, yeah. I'll
leave a metabolic booster. Use it if the symptoms get worse.
I'm just going to use context clues to try to deduce which episode it is. Okay, so it's Dr. Crusher, which confines it to TNG. We haven't discussed any TNG movies yet. And Dr. Crusher appeared in Picard season 3, but otherwise, that's definitely not Picard season 3. It doesn't sound like it. So
I'll leave a metabolic booster.
It's got to be something in the seven seasons of TNG, which by saying that out loud, the seven seasons of TNG, it brings to mind the Queen song, The Seven Seas of Rye.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's one of those mental connect-em-ups. You know, where seven seasons of TNG.
Free association.
Are you seven, yeah, exactly. Are you stalling for time?
The seven seas of rye.
this podcast has to be over 90 minutes.
That's a good Queen song.
Just try it once. It is not as hard as you think. Nutmeg.
I like that one.
Nutmeg.
Is she teaching Data to dance?
This is like when Quentin Tarantino compliments, No, the wolf compliments Quentin Tarantino on his coffee in Pulp Fiction.
Nutmeg. Milk, warm, a dash of nutmeg. I'll leave a metabolic booster. Use it if the symptoms get worse.
You give up yet?
I'm getting close to it, but I'm going to be mad because it's again.
I have a son.
The TNG ones are on the tip of my brain. She's hostage. Well, we already did attached, so presumably it's not attached again. God damn it.
No,
of course it's not attached.
There's no obvious cranial trauma.
Is it Times Squared? No, it's not. It's definitely not Times Squared. That's second season. Fuck! Jesse, any clue?
Not really.
No, Jesse has no clue. Hey, we have another context clue?
I've talked to him. Let's see your cards. Just kidding, Commander. Is fear the only weapon you have? There will be profound medical repercussions.
Jesus Christ.
What, was he invisible? Did I carry on a conversation with thin air?
It's a Beverly heavy episode.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember which one.
These are Federation supplies. There will be profound medical repercussions. I have a son.
Repercussions.
Is that the best you can do? You were terrific! You are killing innocent people.
No, I can't do
yes,
this.
Yes, you can.
I cannot sing in front of people.
You were terrific! I'm telling you. You will be terrific. You won't survive.
Man, I mean, that almost sounds like fucking the. God damn it! Which one is it? All right,
waiter.
I know that's the one where. God damn it! That's where
it is. Do you give up?
Yeah.
Season 4, episode 23, The Host.
The Host. Did we discuss The Host?
Apparently.
I don't think we discussed The Host.
Then why do I have these sounds?
Okay, I don't know, Dan. I think you're up to
good. You know what? Did we do a Beverly episode?
Yeah, you know what? I have to look that up because we definitely did not discuss The Host. That's wild.
That still makes it
I
think
count.
I think we did a Beverly episode, though.
We didn't do a Beverly episode. I think for Crusher Convo we did.
No, there was an episode where we were going through all the Beverly heavy episodes.
Yeah, but wasn't that the Crusher Convo?
Well, we did... Okay, that was okay. Yeah,
I don't think
right.
that was
yeah,
an
yeah,
no, Star Trek. I think we did
no,
that
you're right,
for the Crusher
you're right,
Convo.
Yeah, it was the Crusher Convo. Yeah, so this is Crusher Convo.
You guys.
Shout out to the Crusher Convo.
Well,
Crusher
still,
Convo.
That still counts.
Not to the Crusher Convo.
It boggled my mind because I was like, what's going on there?
Not the Crusher Combo. It's just Crusher Convo.
Crusher Convo. Check it out on YouTube.
Is that the best you can do?
Check YouTube first, then podcast. All right.
I bet Jesse knew who it was and she was like,
Jesse definitely. Jesse from Crusher Convo, not this Jesse. Our Jesse. Is
I didn't know shit.
He did not know shit, but Jesse from Crusher Convo was screaming at the podcast.
Screaming at us.
You guys! Ooh, I'm gonna get you.
Shaking her fist.
He's dead.
That was a good one. Okay, I think we have time
Lieutenant,
for it. Let's do one more.
Come
sound.
In, please sit down.
Let's do one more. One or two more, because I'm enjoying this, and then we'll stop.
Okay. I hope this is as entertaining for the audience as it has been for us, because I've been actually having a lot of fun with
this. This is why I want to do this again.
I hope it's true what they say. It's like when you have fun, like your audience has fun.
It
transfers to the audience.
Although I think I remember Conan O'Brien saying something effective like, just because you're having fun making a movie, like, that doesn't mean the movie's going to be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so I don't know. Anyways, what does he know?
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Stop.
Wow.
Do you see the blue light?
All right, that's what's his name from the Lower Decks with the computers.
Do you see the blue light?
That's the that's the the computer guy.
The evil computer.
What's his name?
Agamus. That was Agamus.
Agamus.
That's right. That was Agamus.
Thanks, Agamus. Excellent.
What was
the name of that episode?
I need to work on my vamping skills.
Because I forget about the name of the episode of Lower Decks. I'll remember once you say it. But again, I'm trying to get better at the Lower Decks episodes. I know all the episode titles, but I don't have them all matched up to the stories.
It's called something.
Is it season 3, episode 8?
Well, what's the title? I can tell you what the title is. I don't give a fuck about the number. I mean, I do.
Is it Crisis Point?
No, it's not Crisis Point.
It's not?
It's not Crisis Point.
No?
I don't think so.
No, I don't believe it is.
No, it isn't. I'm just trying. I'm trying to do like fast word searches.
All right.
See, I know what. I'll look up Agamus episodes in Memory Alpha. That's where I should have started.
You dummy.
The vast majority of them I don't have fucking episode labels on, which is annoying because I'm glad I started doing that, but apparently it didn't help us through this episode. Maybe next time we do it, I'll have a higher ratio of them. Agamus appeared as a typical computer. Sometimes there's lowered. It wasn't a few badgies more, was it?
It might be a few badgies more.
Was it a few badgies more?
Maybe.
Unless that's a few badgies more is where Badgie recruits Agamus, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
It's a few badgies more. I see. Just look at me. Do you see the blue light? The light is reassuring. All right,
so at least that clip is from a few badgies more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. We did it.
All right. Is that it? Or do you want to do one bonus one?
That's it.
Bonus one. Stop.
Then let us tickle the ivories.
Wait a second.
Did we already do that one?
Yeah. How about this?
What the fuck? Okay, I have thousands of sounds.
Give us one new one. You scroll around, dealer's choice. You find one, and we'll guess it, and then we'll conclude
what
the
podcast. What if the ones I pick is really lame?
Well, pick a not lame one, then. It's up to you.
Okay. That's a lot of pressure, man.
No, it's really not, Dan. It's really not a lot of pressure.
Just point that finger somewhere, man.
To pick a goofy sound clip.
Dan's slippery fingers.
From across a franchise that's been going for fucking 60 years.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be really good. This is going to be so good.
That's an order.
No, that's not helpful.
Hey, well, no, that's a good one. That's Janeway, but yeah. I couldn't tell you when. That's an order. There's coffee in that nebula. All right, give us a context clue.
What's
happened here? You're falling apart at the end here.
No, because I searched up Janeway sounds, and so now I have to actually go to the page with that episode.
I got you.
As your flight instructor, it's my duty to prepare you for anything, fair or not. Polana's working on the transporter.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where he and Neelix were fighting because Neelix was all jealous over Kes,
right.
And then they crash-landed their shuttle and somehow ended up, like, underground. It was
my friends.
It was a whole mess. I forget the name of the episode. When you
don't,
me the
don't
name,
worry.
Yeah. It was called, like, oh, yeah. Ensign Kim playing the clarinet. Yeah. It's like, I'm falling in love with Kes, Kim. What am I going to do?
Play something different.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we fell into a subspace anomaly. Take us down, Commander.
Yep. Do you remember the name of the episode? I remember you thinking it was a silly name, Patrick.
I'm just probably why I'm blocking it out right now. I don't know. Justin, do you have any recollection?
Remember the name?
I mean, no, I remember the episode. We discussed it not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was called...
it was the crazy one where they like have a lizard baby.
Yes.
Or they don't give birth to the lizard baby.
No, but there's a lizard baby involved and they take care of the lizard baby
And it looks like some kind of Jim Henson kind of...
I think it is a Jim Henson thing.
Oh, it's this one.
We're dangerous.
No, it's not. That's not. That's from Enterprise.
You're right. I forgot
that's Detained. That's Enterprise Detained.
No, I forgot that the reason that's on there is because each episode I put some of the best of on there at the bottom.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm
got
silly.
You. You know, it's whatever.
It's just
works.
A crazy idea.
Yes. I was a dealer in junk.
What was the name of the episode?
Techno Babble. The people in Stellar Cartography have already nicknamed it Planet Hell.
It's like about a storm or something. Oh, Planet Hell or Storm Hell. Or...
It's Parturition.
Oh, Parturition. That's weird. Yeah, because Parturition means the act of giving birth.
I'll be ready for anything next time.
Oh, sounds like a challenge to me.
This is back when they said...
Inertial dampers have failed.
They said dampers. Yeah, they didn't say dampeners.
They dampers for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
And Michael Lacuto said that online on Twitter way back, responding to one of our threads, was talking about how it's supposed to be dampeners, but they could not stop the actors from just saying dampers. It was a whole big problem.
Was it responding to one of our threads?
I think so.
Hmm. Nobody else talks about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other people do talk about it. But we're one of the premier. We're one of the premier discussers.
I don't like it.
Dampeners versus dampers discussion.
It's not very encouraging.
Yeah, most people reference us. It comes back to us in the end. But.
Well, that's why they stopped doing...
Footnotes, man. Footnotes.
That's why they stopped doing the That's an Order as much. Or Duty or
on,
No.
On Lower Decks, yes. Dan has asserted, and I fully agree
and
with
they
him.
Think it's, dude, they don't say duty as much either.
Yes, that Lower Decks has made an effort to reduce the use of That's an Order and the word duty.
Duty.
Yeah. Because of Mike McMahon listening to our podcast and then directing the writer's room.
Yeah, because I don't like when overuse of the phrase That's an Order. Yeah. And then whenever someone says duty, we play Duty or No Duty.
Yeah.
And so I'm embarrassing. They're getting embarrassed because I keep calling them out like that. But I'm just having fun, guys. It's not a criticism of the show. It's part of what I love about the
show. Hey, Mike, it's all good. We're not stressing out about it.
It's part of what I love. Yeah. And I want you to keep doing it. So don't be scared of me.
Yes, Mike McMahon, please do not be scared of Dan.
Don't be scared of me.
Don't be scared of Dan. Dan and his sound clip mania and his little Ferengi fingers.
Janeway straight up murdered Tuvix.
Life signs.
Okay, Dan can play a bunch of sounds on her way out.
That
but
was it?
I think
which episode was Tuvix?
What do you mean which episode? That was the episode Tuvix.
No, I know, but.
Do you mean which episode?
Oh, you smarty pants, you.
Which episode of the podcast?
No! What? We're really having the same conversation? Season and episode, man. It's two.
I don't know. It's probably season four. Most of those episodes are in season four.
It's 2 and 24. We did that episode, didn't we?
What? What are you talking about?
Didn't we do Tuvix?
We did do Tuvix, yeah.
When did we do Tuvix?
I don't know. Before?
Before,
the past?
Just now.
When? When will then be now? Soon.
I was just trying to find it because I think I would be good to go off on some.
Okay. How about this? I'll do the back matter. I'll close down the podcast while you keep scrolling and you find the Tuvix business. Or
scrolling.
So we hope you've enjoyed this. Scrolling. It took us a little while to get going, but I think we got there in the end, right? We certainly had a good time. Hopefully you're having a good time. Good enough time to tide you over.
If you didn't, you probably turned it off already.
Yeah. Until, if you listen till now, if you're angry listening, more credit to you. I get it.
I don't know. I
do that from time to time.
I can't
too.
Find it.
Wait, did you try typing in Tuvix? All right. Well, Dan types in Tuvix into his
little
search bar.
I do have... Oh.
Janeway straight up murdered Tuvix.
It's called being Tuvixed.
Oh, see, those are just Lower Decks references.
We got those ones. Okay.
Maybe we didn't do Tuvix.
Scuba.
I'm sure we did Tuvix. Didn't we do Tuvix?
We totally did Tuvix.
We did Tuvix.
Dude.
We did Tuvix. Okay.
We did it like a mug.
Yeah. In fact, I'm gonna look it up right now, even though I'm trying to do the back matter. I'm going to look up. We did Tuvix in episode 64. Of It's Got Star Trek.
I wasn't doing sounds then, was I?
No, you weren't doing sounds then. So yeah, we probably don't have any sounds.
Why didn't you do the sounds?
Because I didn't think of it until Shadow Play.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, at least I wasn't freaking out looking forever. You know.
Anyway, so if you want to listen to our coverage of Tuvix without sound clips. That's in episode 64 of It's Got Star Trek.
To hologram?
I couldn't tell you how good that episode of It's Got Star Trek is, but
you know, your basic, heuristic, fully interactive hologram?
I can tell you the graphic advertising it is fantastic. Take a look. Just do a search for Tuvix on itsgotstartrek.com. By the way,
auto-generated.
You can go to itsgotstartrek.com to search for our episodes. We also have a feature you can click on just one if there's a particular series or topic that you're interested in listening to our coverage of. Like if you just want to listen to our Deep Space Nine episode.
Chief O'Brien!
You can click on Deep Space Nine. It'll sort it by that.
Chief O'Brien!
Definitely worth checking out.
But I don't know anything about engineering.
See, that's what we don't usually hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
Chief O'Brien! He's okay, but I don't know anything about engineering.
And you can find us on social media at It's Got Star Trek in most of the places. Blue Sky is going crazy right now. Everyone's digging Blue Sky, so check us out there. Mastodon is always fun. If you're like a true proper nerd, you're going to go to Mastodon. But we're in the other places too, as well as Facebook, Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. You won't get video, but you'll get a pretty kick-ass static image. Kick-ass static image. It'll look good on your TV as you're vacuuming or doing your chores or whatever it is you get up to around the house. So YouTube's a good option there. Mail us at feedback@discussstartrek.com.
Feedback some ups.
If you want to write us an email.
At feedback some ups.
And do not miss out on our Patreon, patreon.com/itscottstartrek.
At least let us give you our customary goodbye of licking your eyeballs.
That was from the
very short
the
treks.
Gross treks.
Yeah.
Yuck them up.
Check out the Patreon because we have so much funny stuff there. A lot of it's not Star Trek related, but there's a lot of really, really, really good stuff there. And you can preview most of it for free. And there's some
our patron has been insulted by his enemy to the north.
So patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. All right. That's it for me, Dan. Anything else you want to play a little clip 'em ups? Any little thing to ease us out of this podcast?
I could just play a bunch of beats for the next 10 minutes.
Well, it doesn't have to be 10 minutes, but you want to just bang on the thing?
Bang on the thing.
We'll wish everybody a good night and a good week. And
Daddy-daughter dagger dance.
Next week, we'll discuss...
Daddy-daughter dagger dance. Daddy-daughter dagger dance. Daddy-daughter dagger dance. And the daddy-daughter dagger dance.
A lot of it. Upper a lot decks. Of it.
Upper Decks is episode 8 of Lower
Decks.
Oh,
no.
Episode 9 is called Fissure Quest.
He thinks Rom is the next Lon.
We'll be discussing...
We are more in love than ever before.
Both of those episodes next week.
We are more in love than ever before.
That's right.
I'll leave
we
to
are
Dan
more in love than ever before.
Conclude the episode with some beats. All right.
We are more in love than ever before.
That's right.
We are more in love than ever before.
That's right.
Daddy-daughter dagger dance.
Daddy-daughter dagger dance.
Daddy-daughter dagger dance.
Please let me support my number one Orion Amiga.
Please let me support my number one Orion Amiga.
I have to rescue my mommy.
The murder bug drinking
game. The murder
game?
Bug drinking
the
game.
The murder bug drinking
Don't
game.
Don't you consume anyone.
I have to rescue my mommy.
Don't you consume anyone.
Once I beam down. Once I beam down. Once I beam down.
We're going to cause some trouble together.
I guess I can keep going.
No.
Or I can stop.
I'm not in control of this.
Oh.
This is all up to you.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to overdo your junks.
Cretaceans used to hunt and eat betazoids.
This is
we're going to cause some trouble
this
together.
This is an in lieu of episode. We got to provide as much content as we can.
That.
I don't know yet, but I assume that they're very cool.
Nobody's going to get you all. Nobody's gonna 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 get you all.
Dude, that's like some crucial techno, jungle beat.
Do it again. Nobody's
gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. Nobody's gonna get you all. They're so cool. They're so cool. They're so cool. They're so cool. They're so cool.
They're so cool.
They're so cool.
They're so cool. They're so cool. They're
so cool. Nick Locarno.
Nothing. Flash a light.
Didn't have a choice.
There was no flash a light.
I've already started to reduce the choice. I've already started to reduce the
choice.
I've already started to reduce the
choice.
I've already started to reduce the choice. I've already started to reduce the
choice.
I've already started to reduce the
choice.
I've already started to reduce the
choice.
I've already started to reduce the
choice.
Thanks, pink skin.
May I just give me yourself? But I.
But I just have a good feeling about it.
Demean yourself. Demean yourself.
Thanks, Pink.
Demean yourself. Demean yourself. Demean yourself. Demean yourself. Demean yourself. Demean yourself.
Thanks, Pink Skin.
Your giggles. Your giggles.
The Borg, the Borg, the Borg, the Borg. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? The Borg, the Borg, the Borg, the Borg. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened?
Play little Tongo.
Wonderful.
Play little Tongo. Play little Tongo.
Play little Tongo.
Everything just fucking sort of collapsed in on itself.
Did you have like some sort of singularity?
Something happened.
A touchscreen singularity.
You'd better off getting
but
the electric. You'd better off getting the electric.
That's what I did.
You'd better off getting the electric chair. You'd better off getting
but
the electric
I did.
Chair. You'd better off getting the electric chair. You'd better off getting
but
the electric
chair.
You'd better off getting
but
the electric
chair.
You'd better off getting
but
the electric
chair.
You'd better off getting
but
the electric chair. You'd better off getting the electric chair.
Information.
They might be willing to help us. They might be willing to help us.
The bullets. The bullets. The bullets. The bullets.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
I know that you're given genetic.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic.
I know that you're given genetic.
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic.
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic.
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
Who do you think you are?
I know that you're given genetic.
I know that you're given genetic tricks.
Payment.
Yeah.
You remember that review? We got to fire that review we got.
What did this?
It was a five-star review.
Look!
That said, sometimes they go a little far with the sound effects.
The guy in the Jeep. The guy in the Jeep.
Okay, I think
for eternity.
All right.
The guy in the Jeep.
That's going to be enough for us this week, but we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Badgie!